We've known for more than a month who has won this year's Nobel Peace Prize. He's the jailed Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo. What we don't know is who, if anyone, will accept the award on December 10th. It almost certainly won't be Liu Xiaobo himself. He's serving an 11-year sentence for subversion. The renowned human rights lawyer Mao Xiaoping's firm is representing Liu, and it now appears that the lawyer won't be allowed to accept the award on Liu's behalf. China prevented the lawyer from leaving the country today. The World's Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing says it is an interesting development.
It's interesting because usually, although he's had a number of cases that are pro-democracy related or related to dissidents within China, he's always managed to skate close to the line but not over it and has managed to have a constructive relationship with Chinese authorities. This time, though, Chinese authorities seem genuinely angry and wounded about the awarding of the Nobel Peace Prize to Liu Xiaobo, and they seem to be wanting to block anyone who's close to him who might be able to go overseas and speak out about the award from doing so.
Can you tell us also why the Chinese government is speaking out about the Nobel Prize winner's wife?
Well, today at the scheduled Chinese Foreign Ministry press briefing, the Foreign Ministry spokesman Ma Zhaoxu was asked whether Liu Xiaobo's wife, will be allowed to go to the Nobel Peace Prize ceremony on December 8th. And he got rather stroppy and he said, well, on what grounds are you asking this question? How do you know she intends to go? And the reporter responded that, in fact, she'd been invited. And he said, well, then you should ask her. But it would be hard to ask Liu Xia whether she's actually going to go because she's under house arrest and her mobile phone access has been cut off. And he knows that full well.
Is there any chance that the Chinese government would not allow the Nobel Prize winner's wife to actually go to the ceremony?
There's every chance they're not going to allow Liu Xia to go to the ceremony. Because of that, she has openly invited 143 celebrities, activists of various types, to the ceremony, something that the Nobel Committee has responded to by saying that's quite a few more than are normally invited. I think she fully expects that quite a few of those invited will not be allowed to go either.
You know, it sounds clearly as if they're maximizing the opportunity to spotlight the actions of the Chinese government here. Could you remind us why Chinese authorities are so angry over this Nobel Prize going to a Chinese activist?
They feel it's interference in China's internal affairs, and frankly, they don't like to be criticized. They feel that they're governing China in the right way, and if people criticize them and suggest that the system within China, the political system, should be different than it is, they have the right to shut that person down. That's what they did with Liu Xiaobo. He had come up with something called Charter 08, which called for multi-party democracy in China and for the Chinese government to actually adhere to the rights that are allowed within the Chinese constitution. That charter got almost 10,000 signatures before the Chinese government was able to block it online and then eventually arrested Liu Xiaobo.
And authorities in the beginning didn't want the Chinese people to know that one of their own, who's serving an 11-year sentence in prison, has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. How well are Chinese authorities doing at suppressing the news?
Pretty well in terms of the mainstream media, but it's trickling out on the internet. I was just in a cab a couple of days ago with a 50-something-year-old cab driver who started talking to me about Liu Xiaobo. He'd heard about him, he was interested in him, and admired him, and thought that this was a very good thing that he'd been awarded this prize.
Well, so the word is getting out among the Chinese people. Internationally, of course, a lot of eyes are on China, and I imagine they're going to be, especially in the run-up to the G20 and the Asia-Pacific summits going on this week.
Well, indeed. And in fact, this week, there was a letter released, written by 15 Nobel Peace Prize laureates, including Jimmy Carter and Desmond Tutu of South Africa, calling for the release of Liu Xiaobo. China's already been feeling a bit like it's been ganged up on in international meetings of late, and certainly has been looking with a lack of happiness at President Obama's visit to India, where President Obama made a point of saying India is an extremely important rising Asian nation. You know, its rise in this century is one of the great stories of the century. These are things that used to be said and still are being said about China. But it was almost a nudge saying, look, China, you're not the only rising economic power with more than a billion people. There are others who are also important to us. And the fact that President Obama and this Asian swing is going to India, Indonesia, Korea, and Japan, but not China, sends a sort of a signal. The Chinese have already kind of made it clear that they have been uncomfortable with the way that international meetings have gone in recent weeks, where the U.S. has, for instance, offered to help Southeast Asian countries in their negotiations with China over territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The Chinese like to divide and rule on this issue. They like to be able to do bilateral negotiations with each country, and since they're the bigger party, they always win. The fact that the U.S. is becoming more active in the region is something China's not happy about, and the idea that this issue might come up at the G20 within this new dynamic is something that China's also really not very happy about.
The world's Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing. Mary Kay, thank you as always.
Thank you, Lisa.